Dr. Jeremy Weiss here, I'm founder of InspiredInsider.com, where I talk with inspirational entrepreneurs and leaders like the founders of P90X, Atari, and many more, how they overcome big challenges in life and business. This is part of the e-commerce mastery series where top sellers and experts teach you what really works to boost your e-commerce business. Our sponsor today is Acuity Scheduling. They help automate client bookings, cancellations, and reminders. I use it to book my guests at Inspired Insider. It saves me hours of back and forth emails, coordinating schedules every week with busy people like Matt. And it's one of the top three tools I use to save me tons of time. Today, I'm excited. We have Matt Getty. He's co-founder of Skinny & Company. They sell coconut oil products that have its origins in the jungles of Vietnam. They bootstrapped the company to over $800,000 in revenue per year and have a special patent-pending technology on how they extract the coconut oil. So not just like every other coconut oil out there. We'll find out what that means and how they did it. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Jeremy, really, really appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to be on here. And hopefully we're able to provide some insight and some information that's going to help other people, just like other people on your podcast have helped us quite a bit.
For sure. Thank you. And so since it's, you know, the e-commerce master series, I always ask the lowest moment business-wise and then the proudest moment.
I mean, the lowest moment was having 1,100 orders that you could not fulfill, because you're thinking, I mean, it was literally the proudest moment of, we just made $60,000 online, to then realizing the next day we're not going to be able to fulfill those, and we don't know what the next month's going to look like because we don't know if we're going to get the oil.
Right.
So it was night and day, huge up, way down. And then just basically buckling down and saying, hey, we're going to make this through this no matter what.
Yeah.
And let's start calling 1,000 people to let them know what's going to happen. Yeah. So
as an entrepreneur, you get 1,100 sales and you know you can't fulfill and you're a problem solver. What did you do?
We started calling people. I think there were 4 people. And we were able to make, I think, 1,000 phone calls in a couple of days.
Really? Wow.
Just knocking them out, pounding them through, letting people know, hey, we're going to get your order to you. We're so sorry. What can we do? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then just getting a hold of Vietnam and saying, hey, we got to airship as quickly as possible. Let's get it over here. And let's try to fix this because those are the moments where the business grows, is when you overstretch yourself. You problem solve to figure it out, and then you're already there.
Right.
So that's where I think we've been able to grow so quickly is, yeah, if you can problem solve and adapt and you just try to persevere through it, you're going to basically fail your way into success. But if you overstretch, it's kind of like a stretched out sweater. If your sweater is massive, then you've got a lot of room to grow into it, where within the business as well, is if you've got to do something that's going to make you grow way outside your comfort zone,
yeah,
you know what that feels like. So when you then actually sustainably grow into that mark, you'll be good to go.
So what about the proudest moment?
The proudest moment was probably this past January. I mean, within a 3-day three-day time period, getting to a point where it was the first feeling where I'm like, all right, this actually, within 2.5 years, this is the point where this is actually going to work, I think. Because we run a lot of business, we were set up, we were profitable, we were sustainable. And as an entrepreneur, it's those moments that, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on that most new people don't know about. And it's like, oh, all this has led to this. And we've actually created something that people get excited about, yeah, they like, and they really, really care about. And so that makes you feel good because, yeah, you're giving them something that's making them feel better. And so that was a great weekend.
This is where you did the 200,000 in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Right. So what did you do to get people's attention at the trade show? Because you didn't just show up and stand there. I mean, you are methodical on what you're doing.
We showed up. We had a great booth design. We were set up. We had some unique things. We brought a couple different screens. We kind of brought some technology. We basically had the best looking booth in the area. And then we were just meticulous with just reaching out to as many people as possible. I mean, walking up and down the hallways, getting people to try the samples, talking to them, talking to them, talking to them. And then there just started snowballing, where there was then 60 people around the booth trying to get into place in order to talk about it, to figure out what was going on. And that was kind of just, yeah, I mean, this is what we learned over time with bloggers, sales, affiliate marketing, everything, is if you approach it add a sales point and get the flywheel going and just keep it running, it's going to catch up eventually. Where you may not see the benefit immediately, but eventually you're going to see the benefit. Where the weekend was nice because we saw the quick benefit of getting out there and pulling as many people in as possible to get them to know why we're different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably the best thing we've ever learned is, and for people out there like, oh, well, this isn't working, but I keep getting told it's going to work. Just keep doing it, because if people are telling you it's going to work, then most likely it's going to work. It just is going to take a lot more time.
Right. And you have to sleep in the jungle or do something crazy. So like samples worked, and just telling the story. Is that, you think, what pulled people into the booth?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, samples, the product is real. The product people can actually tell is makes a difference. And then the story, yeah. I mean, hopefully you can tell. I mean, we're passionate about what we do. We're passionate about giving people something unique. And then building something sustainable around it that can continue to make a difference and be a disruptor in the industry.
Yeah. Matt, love it. Last question. Why Skinny? How'd you come up with the name?
Well, I mean, we had a couple different names until actually my little brother's football coach came over. We're sitting around outside and he goes, well, what does it do for you? And we're like, well, it makes you fit. Like, coconut oil helps you lose weight. It's good for this. It's good for that. He's like, well, just call it BeFit coconut oil. And we're like, oh, all right. And then my brother looks and he goes, what about Skinny? And we're like, all right, I guess that could work. And then we started drawing up the label. We checked the trademark. It was kind of just a clear path to gold. And we're like, well, this is a huge blessing.
You can't go wrong with that word.
And it's an oxymoron. I mean, skinny fat. I mean, skinny coconut oil, it gets people's attention of like, okay, well, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, the jar basically contradicts itself.
Right.
What's this about? And so with that, it's kind of why we chose Skinny. And Skinny and Company has just, yeah, continued from there.
Yeah. Any final words, Matt, for e-commerce people out there, what they should or shouldn't be doing, or from your experience?
No, I mean, I think as far as online sales go, I mean, there's a ton of buzz. There's a ton of just – basically, there's a bunch of trash out there. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things. If you can identify a unique selling point and you can target that to a very specific market, I mean, even 1,000 people, 1,000 people can create a sustainable business for somebody.
Yeah.
And then you follow up with an incredible customer service. I mean, I think you're going to have a win no matter what. And don't be afraid to go after commodities, because you can differentiate yourself in a commodity just by marketing it differently, saying things differently.
The process.
And then once again, yeah. The process. And just being there for your customer is where it's at, I think.
Yeah. Matt, this is awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Jeremy. This is great, man.